What's going on, MGTOW? Welcome to the home of Walk and Talk, MGTOW shit. It's a gloomy day out here in the Pacific Northwest, but it's a good day to do the Walk and Talk, MGTOW shit. Before I start the video and everything like that, check out the link below for the description. I got a podcast out there with a lot of good information, red pill information, what's going on around the world. Also for the MGTOW.TV audience, if you can give a dollar to boost this video, we appreciate it. All the funds go straight to the network so we can have the ecosystem going. You know, I don't get a dime out of it. So I appreciate if you donate a dollar. Dollar gets you in the door, gentlemen. Well, fellas out here, MGTOW, we were right. You know, we always right. Not always, but we, for most part, this is video. This is a prime example, the time that we're living on. This is exactly what we call the gynocentric government. It's happening. And with Cuomo is the perfect example. Now, I'm going to give my opinion regarding to Cuomo. I do not like the guy. I don't like him or his brother or Dr. Fauci. Anytime that those people jump in my feed on my phone or my tablet, I want to just straight up punch them. Punch the screen out of it, honestly. But out here, I'm going to prove to you that in the year 2021, we are living in a gynocentric government, okay? And the perfect example is Cuomo. Oh, yeah. Cuomo is the perfect example. So check out this video, right? And then we come back with the Walk and Talk. See you in a moment.
The elderly, especially those in long-term care homes, have been among the most vulnerable to COVID-19. A new report finds the number of nursing home deaths in New York may be much higher than the 8,700 state officials have recorded, by as much as 50%. The state's attorney general faulted the Department of Health for not including in their tally nursing home residents who died after being moved to hospitals, or in the case of 88-year-old Norman Arbini, taken home.
Do our elected officials want to be courageous enough to admit a mistake and help people grieve, put the people first that suffered the most, and let us start moving on?
Welcome back, gentlemen. Well, you saw the clip out there, so let's go get into the video a little bit. Okay, you guys remember, recollect, a year ago, when Cuomo put patients in nursing home care facilities, right? People die, the elderly die by the thousand. The last time I looked at it, it was 15,000 people that died because of his shit, right? But the last time that I checked, they were doing some investigation. That was like 6 months ago, and they're still investigating. You know, they're still investigating that. You know, maybe it was a mistake they had committed, or maybe it was this, maybe it is that. They don't know what happened. How can these people die? How can people, you can put people in the nursing home? The family are asking questions. And you gotta bear in mind that these people did not get the proper barrier when they die and stuff like that. And this is the beginning of the pandemic that happened and stuff like that, right? So they're still to this day looking for answers. Looking for answers of the death of the senior citizen out there in New York City, right? Still investigating. So I want to play you this clip right here, right now. And this is last week. And then I'm going to give you the comparison of the gynocentric government that we live at. See you in a moment.
Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment.
Welcome back, fellas. Well, you heard the general attorney out there, right? Now, this is what I'm going to come out with, the whole scenario, right? Because when I talk about gynocentric government, this is a prime example of gynocentric government. Now, 11 ladies come out claiming that Cuomo, which it don't pass my mind. Cuomo is a sick individual anyways. It don't pass my mind. And I can care less if it's true or not, you know. This is the point. The point is that you got 11 women who claim that he sexual assault them and stuff like that, co-workers and shit that happens out there in New York, whatever thing happens in New York. The point that I'm trying to illustrate here, the 11 women come out and now You got all kinds of agencies from all kinds of bureaus trying to do investigation. How many women are coming out? Why Cuomo do this? We got to find Cuomo. We got to find him. We got to ask questions. Even the president of the United States tell Cuomo that he needs to step down because he touched some women out there, the prettiest women. Now you got this agency out there interviewing these ladies out there and asking them, where did he touch you? Did he touch you here? He touch you there? You point to me where he touch you so we can charge him, right? The hypocrisy is, meanwhile, they got 50,000 senior citizens dead, still investigating for 7 months, right? And they haven't found anything. All of a sudden, 11 women comes up about sexual harassment or sexual deviancy or sexual whatever. And now you got everybody, this district attorney, the president, all the alphabet agencies in the world investigating this case now because he touched 11 women. See, the thing is that we're right. Women are protected class in the United States of America and for most Western world. So this is what I'm trying to illustrate here, that we live in a gynocentric society and a gynocentric government. Death, 15,000, don't matter. We're going to look into it. And we're going to take our sweet time. 11 women come out about sexual harassment. Oh, we got to stop the whole press, stop the world. And let's see what actually happened. You know? Welcome to 2021, gentlemen. Well, this is going to be my short video for today. Well, gentlemen, you guys have a productive week. And like I always say, peace. State MGTOW. I'll definitely catch your next podcast, live stream, or video. Go check out the links below.